Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. My first name is Bob.
Okay, Bob?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, I saw. Okay. I was going to bring something up here about mermaids.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something before I get in the UFO thing about Wisconsin. We've got UFO sightings. I don't know if you know about this or not. Did you hear about it?
No.
Okay, and we also had Bigfoot here, sightings of that, and Mothman. It was in the last couple months.
Oh, it's been busy in Wisconsin then.
You bet we've been busy, but I just want to tell you something about mermaids. I had a friend of mine that collected stones, and he'd cut them. And he'd get pictures, pretty nice pictures out of them, you know. So he sent me some stones from up at Amherst, Wisconsin, where the Tomorrow River runs through, and he picked some stones out of the Tomorrow River. So I took these stones, and he had some were cut and some were rough, and I picked the full one up that wasn't cut. It was about, 3.5 inches long and flat in the bottom, and you could stand it up, and about as big around as a banana. And I put it under an opaque projector, and remember this, picked out of a river, nobody touched it, he didn't know what was on it, and I shined it up on a screen with an opaque projector. All of a sudden, I took a look. Here's a picture of a mermaid.
From inside the stone?
Pardon?
That's from inside the stone?
No, the outside of the stone.
Oh, okay.
And it stood up, and you could see its tail fins entwined around the bottom of the stone. It was a perfect anatomical figure, a beautiful face on her, hair flowing over her shoulder. I sent it to a guy at a university out east. He was a guy who was into stones and as an anthropologist, would that be? Or?
There are several, but a geologist maybe?
Geologist, I meant. Mm-hmm. I'm not an anthropologist. And he never sent it back. And I know I was a younger guy then, and I had not much brains, and I put it in a cigar box, and I thought maybe it broke up, but I think he kept it. He never said nothing. He never said he didn't get it or got it. I know he's got it.
Uh-huh.
And that thing's worth a lot of money.
Yeah?
Now, it was a freak of nature, but yet was it a freak of nature? I really don't know. I know it wasn't carved. And I know some idiot didn't carve this thing and throw it in the water for one reason. Yeah, it was beautiful. Anybody I'd show it to, they couldn't believe it.
Have you seen the picture of this thing that I was mentioning? Have you had a chance to see that yet?
Pardon?
Have you seen the picture of the thing I was talking about over in Russia?
No.
Be sure you do that. You just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and okay. Click on where it says opinion poll.
Yep, I'll get that from a friend of mine. That he'll get it for me. I don't have a website.
Okay.
I'll get that. Yeah, I want to get that.
It is the strangest looking thing I have ever seen, but I think I have seen it before on the internet, and my mind says that I have seen it before.
What is it? I mean, from where is it?
I don't know. It's it was caught out of the ocean, out of the Sea of Azov, and it part of it looks like a fish, but then it's got this very alien-looking face. And
is this a thing? I've got pictures off of Mars.
No, this was in Russia.
Oh, in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got something like that too that I've got off the website that Robert Ghostwolf went up with a bunch of Indians out of Colorado to a certain place. They took them. They didn't tell them where it was. And here's this big statue. It looks like an angel with a pageboy haircut with a book, and the mountains in back form as wings. I've got a picture of that.
Yeah. Well, this isn't stone. This is an animal.
Oh, it's an animal.
Yes. Looks like it's a fish of some kind, but it has a very alien-looking face. It actually has a face on it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'll have all these pictures that I got of the UFOs taken up here in Wisconsin. I've got videos of them. These pictures were taken with a crowd of people in the background. Some of the crowds were... We have a UFO convention out here in the Kettle Marina, Wisconsin. Every... year, the second Saturday in July, And we are getting these ETs in, and I'm a contactee. I channel by getting them in. Mm-hmm. And we had the Air Force out there, and people from the Canadian Air Force out there. And these will be on Sheldon Day's website. Now, you know Sheldon Day, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to feed a lot of stuff into his website. It's going to blow your mind. Now, Tweetmeyer, I think it's, yeah, that's his name. I told him, I said, look, I got better pictures than you got, but not that many. But these are not stones. These are not rubble. Mm-hmm. You don't have to use your head too much. They're works of art. The art effects, or the art that the Martians did. One of these you might have heard of already, called the Boy Prince. Did you ever hear of that?
Oh, yeah, I've got that picture.
Got that one. That I picked up. But the rest of these I picked out of Mariner 9 book and some other books. These are NASA pictures. Now, I picked these out with a magnifying glass and blew them up. These are works of art, and it's one thing I call a sphinx, but it's a beaver-like animal with webbed feet, clawed, and it has a lion-like face, but the rest of the body is like a beaver with a beaver tail. It's white with a black face and black paws and legs, a beaver-like body. Mm-hmm. You got to see it to believe it. You'll see it.
Well, send me the pictures. I'll take a look. Is this your first time to call us?
Pardon?
Is this your first time?
Yeah.
All right, let me play some applause here.
Well, here's the thing.
All right, you get some applause.
Sheldon will have it on his website, so you can get them right off of there.
I don't have time. If you want me to see them, you need to send them to me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, wait a minute. I'll do that. Sheldon's got your address, I think.
Well, yeah, and it's also on my website.
Yeah,
just send it to host@kevinsmithshow.com.
Well, he can send them out to you then, right?
He could do that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and I got some colored pictures, and he'll send them out to you, and he's going to put enter it on his website also. Now, about this UFO thing, have you heard about it? It was nationwide and worldwide recent, the last couple of months. Have you heard about that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Well, go ahead. You're talking to 70 countries.
All right. Look, there's a big sabotage going on, and this is what it is. It hasn't been in the newspaper, unless granted. That's probably why you haven't heard it. We had one carried a sequence of UFOs up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. They were there that night. They were in Berlin, Wisconsin, Ripon, Wisconsin, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, reported sightings. Kenosha, Wisconsin, reported sightings.
All in the same night.
All in the same night.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, have you just heard about the sightings out in not Colorado?
In Arizona?
Arizona.
Well, that's where I am. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Haven't you heard about them in the last?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, all right. That's that. But they also were over in Iran. You hear about that one?
I've heard a couple of stories about Iran, yeah.
Yep, Iran. They were in Germany. No, yeah, I guess in Germany, in Africa, and I got the whole list written down. It's a worldwide thing. They're coming in here. They're coming in here to stop the war, for one thing.
You think so? What makes you think that?
I'm in contact with them.
And okay.
I'm in contact. Actually, my contactee, I have a picture of her. She's going to be on the Sheldon's website, and you'll be able to. He'll send it to you.
Now, you say you have a picture. Is this a sketch or a photograph?
This is a picture that was done by automatic painting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an artist and a pretty darn good one.
Okay.
And I do fantasy paintings, and this is a beautiful woman. She's aviatrix, I call her, and she's an extraterrestrial flying her own craft. She leads an entourage of UFOs, and she comes in at our conventions at Long Lake, Wisconsin. That's in the Kettle Marina, Wisconsin. It's incredible what's going on and how much of it is not being carried. It is, and the government fears this more than anything else.
What makes you think they fear it?
They fear it because, you see, this war is not supposed to ever end. This war is run by satanic beings. They want this to go this way. It is almost impossible to fathom what these people are up to. And I guess I don't have to give you any names.
The extraterrestrials are coming in to put a stop to this?
Yeah.
When are they going to stop it?
Well, they did already. In one instance, they did something. And that was during Y2K. Now, I talked to people who worked in power plants. One in a power facility called Lion Power Facility, which I am connected into. It's down in Madison, Wisconsin. And then it reaches out to other places also. It's a big outfit. So I talked to the big shot down there, one of them, and Bob Newell. And I used to talk to him. I said, "Hey, Bob, what are you going to do? You guys got to go manual." You know, that was before 2000. Well, he said, "We don't know what to do, because I'll tell you why." He said, "The old timers are not here, and we don't know what to do." I said, "Don't worry, Bob." I called him a couple weeks later. I said, "I got a message." I didn't tell him I was in a contact. I said, "Look, the ETs are going to come down here. They're going to keep everything on." Well, I called him up after New Year's next day, or when they were open again. And I said, "Bob, what do you think?" He said, "My God, I got to believe you." He said, "There's nothing compliant worldwide," and it kept on going. There were glitches all over.
Okay, but we're now 7 years later, and we are in a war.
Yeah.
So when are they going to stop it?
To put it this way, they know we're in a war. They're having a council on it, the Galactic Council. They have to be very careful what they're doing not to make things worse. Our government is not any smarter than they are. They're a lot less dumber, in fact. But we are at our wits' end how to pull out with having a bloodbath. So what they're going to do, I can't tell you. Their plan, I know what it is. But I'll tell you this, it has a lot to do with electronics. They aren't going to hurt nobody. They aren't going to fire on anybody. Our plans to take war into outer space is not to fire on incoming missiles. It's to try to keep the extraterrestrials out of here.
You sure?
Pardon?
You're sure about that?
Am I serious about this?
No, are you sure?
Yeah, positive. Absolutely. Because I have an angel I'm in contact with. His name is Max. The extraterrestrial woman that I'm in contact with is Eviata. I call her Eve. She's listening to this.
All right.
Yes.
Hello, Eve. We're glad to have you with us this evening.
Pardon?
I was speaking to Eve. I just said I'm glad to have her with us this evening.
Oh, she's listening to this. I have contacted ETs over radio stations, about five of them. One Iris Cassell show in Los Angeles. On the Bill Boshier show. Did you ever hear him out of Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was on Bill Boshier's show. He got me on there for 45 minutes first. That was about 5 years ago. Then I said, "Hey, Bill, I'm going to get some UFOs over Cincinnati."
I hate to do it, Bob, but we're up against a break, and it's going to take over. I do appreciate the call. Very interesting stuff. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this break. And when we come back, I'm going to start unspinning some spin doctors, all right? And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I promised, I'm going to do some unspinning of spin doctorism here tonight. You hear me talk about it a lot, but every once in a while, it just sort of gets to a point where I feel like something is so egregious that I've got to say something about it. Now, this is in response to an article that was over at livescience.com, and it's called "The Reality of Recent UFO Sightings." Well, that sounds pretty interesting, so I popped it up and read it. I will not read all of it to you, but let me read some of it. It starts out this way. "America has seen a spate of alleged UFO sightings in recent weeks and months. Eyewitnesses in Arizona, Illinois, Arkansas, North Carolina, and other states have reported seeing mysterious lights and objects in the sky. Then it goes on to talk about sighting at the O'Hare International Airport, and it talks about the sightings in Arkansas, and this is the one that made a big stir because a retired, I believe, lieutenant colonel he was a fighter pilot, and he reported that he saw something in the sky, the likes of which he had never seen before. And then here in Arizona, we had what has come to be called Phoenix Lights Number 2. And that was of course, they're saying that was flares. 130 miles away from Phoenix, they're saying. But we're going to get into that. But listen to this. Could such sightings be alien spacecraft? Well, of course, it's possible. Many things are possible. The question is not what is possible, but what is probable. What evidence and logic suggest? Well, this is where, you know, I talk to you a lot about how the media very carefully crafts things to get a preferred outcome. And this sentence right here is where this article begins to put you on the merry-go-round, and slowly at first begins to spin you. Listen to it again. Could such sightings be alien spacecraft? Of course, it's possible. Many things are possible. The question is not what is possible, but what is probable. What evidence and logic suggest? Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? But you see, that isn't the question. The question is not what is probable, and the question is not what is possible. The question is, what are those things? I mean, you could say, it's possible that the Pillsbury Doughboy is out for a flight. I mean, you see, that's not the issue. The issue is not what's possible, and the issue is not what is probable. The issue is...